Time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO as we get you set here for Class C boys sectional basketball between the 5th seed, the Sydney Warriors, taking on the 12th seed here at home, the Oxford Blackhawks. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Cork and the crew are on Route Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Let's get in our Section 4 disclaimer that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So here it is, folks. We were just on Championship Saturday, of course, just a few days ago on Saturday up at Hartwick, and now we're into sectional play. And it's kind of a weird time of year because you win, you move on, you lose, and you play baseball. That's the way it is here for these teams. So whoever wins here tonight will move on in the Class C Section 4 tournament. Whoever falls, their season is done. So that's just the way it is, and it's kind of a surreal thing at this point in the year. And I always wonder this time of the year as well when, you know, the last 2 days because of the president's break, these two teams haven't been in school. You're kind of away from your regular routine. How will Sydney bounce back from the championship contest, a 51-45 loss to Green? So there's a lot of what-ifs in this game right now for both Oxford and for Sydney. So it'll be interesting to see, especially in the first couple of minutes here tonight, if there's kind of some rust or maybe some jitters or maybe a hangover, I guess you could say, for Sydney from losing the championship game. How will they bounce back from that? Can they play their normal basketball? And this is the Oxford team. Even though they're the 12th seed, they're very talented. They have the MAC MVP on their team in senior 6'4", Kevin Davis, number 33. He is a silky, smooth player, one of the best in the area, and Sydney is certainly going to have to be aware of him tonight. That is for sure. Otherwise, he will certainly light you up. I mean, this is an Oxford team that knocked off Unadilla Valley by 3 late in the season and was really making a push to be in the top 4 of the MAC. It was really a loss here at Sydney just about 2 or 3 weeks ago that put them out of playoff contention, and that was a single-digit game. So I would not expect any sort of a blowout here tonight just because this is a 5 seed playing a 12. I think we're in for a real treat, that's for sure. We'll take a break here on the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. When we come back, we'll get you set for this matchup between Sydney and Oxford, a boys' Class C sectional clash here tonight. Because of the weather, it's one of the only games in the area that's going on in Class C. There's some other Class D games in the boys' bracket going on. We'll keep you updated on all those scores, so make sure you don't turn that dial. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll have live high school hoops tonight here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
This Valentine's Day, treat the one you love to a romantic dinner at Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Union Street in Sydney. Start with one of their delicious appetizers, steamed clams, shrimp cocktail, or stuffed mushrooms. Then select from their regular menu or their Valentine's specials, including prime rib with scallops and shrimp, pan-seared salmon, or chicken piccata. Dinners include a complimentary glass of wine for the ladies. Show her how much you love her this Valentine's Day. Call Roma's in Sydney today for reservations. 563-8888.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO as we get you set for high school basketball action here tonight on WCDO. It is Class C sectional basketball between number 12 Oxford and number 5 Sydney. Let's do the starting lineups here first for the Sydney Warriors. A junior number 11, Trevor Dutton. A junior number 12, Alex Hoskins. A junior number 14, Kyle Smith. A senior number 21, Zach Green. And a junior number 33, Colin Carl, for head coach Mike Brzee. On the other side for Oxford and head coach Tim Davis, they start with freshman number 11, Jason Davis. A junior number 12, Josh Nelson. A senior number 21, Trenton Lyons. A senior number 33, Kevin Davis, and a senior number 30, Nick Neer. So that is the starting lineup here for Oxford. Again, a team that was knocking on the door late in the season to be in the MAC top four, and now here with another chance at Sydney, the team that knocked them out of that MAC top four spot. And they'll have another chance at them here tonight. Again, for Sydney, losing on Saturday in the MAC championship game, how will they come back here on their home floor? The winner of tonight's contest will move on in the Class C sectional bracket, and they will play the winner of the number 4 and number 13 game. Number 4 is Trumansburg, number 13 is Spencer Van Etten. That game, originally scheduled for tonight, was postponed and will be played tomorrow. So whoever wins here tonight, Sydney or Oxford, will have to wait an extra day to see who they play. But that game will be at the higher seed on the 19th at 7 p.m. So Sydney or Oxford will have to wait until tomorrow night to see who they play, but all signs pointing that perhaps a trip to Trumansburg could be in the future for Oxford or for Sydney, depending on who wins here tonight. But you never know. It's kind of the March Madness of high school basketball. As Oxford wins the opening tip, they go left to right. They are in the black with the white uniform, the white trim and the red trim uniforms here. Sydney's in the home white with the maroon trim. And Sydney playing defense here. Kevin Davis with a shot from the left side is no good. Ball out of bounds and will go to Sydney. So a good look there for Kevin Davis. Again, the 6'4" senior wearing number 33, the MAC MVP, just named that last weekend. And that's 2 years in a row that he has been the MAC MVP, and certainly a deserving player. I know he's getting a lot of looks from Division III colleges, that's for sure. Here is Sydney going right to left, and now a steal by Oxford as they bring it down the floor, but stolen right back here by the Sydney Warriors, and they'll bring it up the right side of the floor with Colin Carl. Ahead for Hoskins, bounce pass for Dutton, up and in. Trevor Dutton gets on the board first here for Sydney, and it's a 2-0 lead, and the Warriors come with a little 2-2-1 press. Left side for Davis as they look to get it to half court, and they will with Nick Neer. And now it's stolen away from Neer, kicked out of bounds, though, as Dutton had it. Neer fighting back there on defense, got his foot on the ball, and it rolled out of bounds. So 1 minute into the first quarter here, a 2-0 lead for Sydney over Oxford. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. And to the right side here for Alex Hoskins, closely guarded. Oxford going with the man-to-man here. As Dutton has it, works it down low for Colin Carl. He's on the right low block, and they'll say he traveled. Colin Carl looking at the officials, a little puzzled, but they say he will shuffle the feet, and the ball comes back to Oxford as they go left to right. They trail 2-0 here in the first round, the 5-12 game of the boys' sectional bracket. Here's Davis, skips it across, and Oxford with a little pull-up jumper. This one is off the mark and no good for Trenton Lions, but guess who? Kevin Davis is right there to clean up the mess, and he puts it home. We're tied at 2. 6:25 to go in the first quarter, and of course, Davis is a high-level AAU player, plays all year round up in the Syracuse area, very talented young man. Here's Dutton to the right side, outside the three-point line, give and go with Hoskins. He goes up, he's blocked by Davis. I believe they're actually going to say maybe that that was a charge call. Let's see, with 6:12 to go in the first quarter. And they will. They're going to say it's a charge on Hoskins, who went flying up for the layup on the right side. And boy, that's a difficult call. It just looked like some good defense. But a 2-2 game as Oxford will get the ball back after the Hoskins charge. And now to the left side here for Trenton Lions, crossing the big Sydney S at midcourt. Again, Oxford is in the black uniforms with the white and red trim. Ball is tipped away here by Sydney. Good defense again, and Kyle Smith will come away. And the floor general will bring it up the hardwood. Left side for Dutton. Tries to go to the right side for Hoskins. Dribble drive now for Zach Green. Green to the elbow on that right wing side. Got stuck in traffic, back out for Hoskins. He penetrates. Out for Kyle Smith for three. Off the back rim, no good. And a rebound for Davis, and here comes Oxford. Davis down the left side, very smooth in transition to the hoop. Up and in. Boy, did he make that look easy. And it's a 4-2 lead for Oxford with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Left side here for Kyle Smith. He gets a little floating runner off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds and will stay with Sydney. Warriors are going to have to find a way to clamp down here on Kevin Davis, as they cannot let him run the floor like that. 5:20 to go, first quarter, a 4-2 lead for Oxford over Sydney on the road in the first round of the boys' Class C sectional tournament. And here is Kyle Smith. He will inbound underneath the basket at the left low block here for the Warriors. Looking for options here on the inbounds pass. Gets it to Zach Green, but it's intercepted here by Oxford. Josh Nelson will safely get it into the hands of Kevin Davis, and he'll bring it up the floor. Davis trying to orchestrate an upset here tonight for his 12th-seeded Oxford Blackhawks. Gets it for Nick Neer at the top of the key to the right side. Pump fake coming here for Davis. Gets his man in the air, pulls up. 15-footer, no good. A rebound for Sydney. And now back up the floor here with Kyle Smith. Left side finds Hoskins down low. He gets tied up. They're going to say a jump ball. And the possession arrow is going to give it to Sydney. That's twice now. Hoskins has been on the low block and come up empty on the score sheet. 4:51 to go, first quarter. 4-2 is the score. Oxford on top of the Sydney boys. Into the left corner for Dutton from 15 feet. And bang. Trevor Dutton with 4 points. All four of Sydney's points, I should say, to start off the contest, and we're tied up. Actually, they'll say that was a three by Dutton. I didn't think he had his foot on the line, but he did, and it was a 5-4 lead now for Sydney. And here comes Davis the other way. A little floating runner on the baseline right side. No good. Rebound for Sydney, and Dutton will bring it up the floor. He's got a quick 5 points, and Sydney leads 5-4. Hoskins to the top of the key. Now here for Kyle Smith. Smith puts on the brakes. Will set up the offense here for the Warriors, finding Zach Green at the top of the key. Green gets to the foul line, lost the handle, but gets it back. Now for Hoskins, still at the foul line. Down low left side for Colin Carl. Lost it, and a rebound and a steal here for Oxford. They'll safely get it in the hands of Kevin Davis. Still Sydney boys in the man-to-man defense with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. The Warriors leading the Blackhawks 5-4. And here is Jason Davis, the freshman, handing off for Kevin Davis. Brother-to-brother connection there with 15 on the shot clock, and now a traveling violation as Davis zips one over for Trenton Lyons, and he shuffles the feet for a travel. 3:45 to go first quarter. It's Sydney 5 and Oxford 4. And here is Kyle Smith up the floor to the right side. Smith, the bounce pass for Dutton outside the three-point line. Sydney going through the motions on the man-to-man offense. Here's Dutton. Wanted the three, but didn't pull the trigger. Now back for Kyle Smith. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. To the left side here for Smith. He gets a pick with 15 on the shot clock. Oxford fighting through it well on defense, and then Smith throwing it out of bounds. And the ball will go back to Oxford. So a very tightly contested first quarter with both teams in the man-to-man. And again, 3:20 to go in this first frame, and it is Sydney with a 5-4 lead. Oxford with the ball, but again, the Warriors coming with the full court pressure. Oxford gets the ball in here to Kevin Davis. He works it up the floor, left side for Lyons. Little give and go back for Davis. He splits a double team and a foul here on Sydney's Zach Green for reaching in there on Davis. Davis so long and lanky at 6'4". He's a skinny guy, too. So he can easily step through a double team and make some of the shorter defenders reach a little bit. And so Davis will bring it up the floor. That's the second team foul here in the first half on Sydney. None on Oxford so far. Very clean first half. Davis skips across here for Trenton Lyons. And again, let's see. And this is going to be a foul down low against Oxford. I believe on Lyons there for a little push off. Actually, to be on Josh Nelson, who was down low on the left low block and was pushing off. And so the ball back to Sydney. The Warriors with a 5-4 lead, 2:55 to go first quarter. And here is Hoskins, left side for Dutton. Dutton with the ball, looking for options. He's got all five of Sydney's points, and he's tripped here in the corner by Nick Neer. And that will be the first team foul, the first individual foul on Nick Neer. Second team foul on Oxford. And so Sydney will inbound the ball directly in front of the Oxford bench to our left as the Warriors go right to left. And now this is going to be a timeout on the floor taken by Oxford. With 2:47 to go in the first quarter, it is Sydney leading Oxford 5-4 in the Class C boys sectional first round matchup. We'll be right back on CDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and reenlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Aravido. Energy for every part of life.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. An out-of-town score to share with you here. The Franklin boys in the 7-10 game over in Class D against Gilbertsville Mount Upton. They win 46-43. It was a tightly contested game the whole time. The Purple Devils move on 46-43. A big win there for Franklin. That should set up a matchup with Delhi this weekend here for the Purple Devils. Back here at Sydney 5, Oxford 4 in the first round of the Class C boys sectional bracket. Here is Zach Green to the right side. Warriors with the ball going right to left. Into the corner now for Hoskins on the baseline. Lost it, but it goes back up to Green. Nice little roll there for the Warriors. And now let's see, they're going to call a traveling violation down low on Zach Green with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And so now, Sydney coming with the full court pressure. They will steal it, but Davis takes it right back. Davis down the right side, up for the layup, and good. Davis lost the handle. Sydney had stolen it. He took it right back and then went coast to coast and put it up and in. And he's got all six of Oxford's points as the Blackhawks lead 6-5 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here is Dutton to the left side. Sydney again in the white with the maroon trim. Here's Kyle Smith, and we got a highly contested first quarter on our hands here in the boys' Class C sectional 5-12 matchup. Sydney the 5, Oxford the 12. Here's Stephen Smith, fresh off the bench, gets it on a cut, sweeps to the basket, puts it in, and Sydney retakes the lead 7-6 with 1:35 to go in the first quarter. and to the left side. Now to the right side for Oxford as they go left to right. Back for Kevin Davis, the undisputed leader here for the Blackhawks. Taking his time with 20 on the shot clock, 1:25 to go first quarter. Right side here for Davis, outside the three-point line. Skips it across now for younger brother Jason Davis for three. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrapping for it here. Oxford comes away. They put it up and in with Josh Nelson. And again, the Blackhawks retake the lead, 8-7 with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Sydney with the ball, though, trying to retake the lead here on the home hardwood. Left side for Zach Green. Green looking for options, gets it safely back into the hands of Kyle Smith with 50 seconds to go in the quarter. 15 on the shot clock, and here is Stephen Smith. Smith looking for younger brother Kyle, or older brother, I should say, Kyle, tipped out of bounds though before it could get to him, and into the Sydney student section, and it will stay here with the Warriors. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. And here is Zach Green. 7 on the shot clock. Goes down low for Stephen Smith. Lost the handle, and Oxford will steal it away. Pass was a little low, and he couldn't scoop it out of the dirt. And now with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, Oxford with an 8-7 lead, and they have the basketball going left to right. Ball at midcourt here with Kevin Davis. Davis looking for options here as he picked up his dribble in a tough spot. Gets it off for Nick Neer. Neer at the foul line. Turnaround shot. Tried to bank it. No good. And a rebound here for Sydney and Trevor Dutton. Dutton in transition. Down to 10 seconds to go. First quarter. Oxford 8, Sydney 7. Here is Stephen Smith outside the three-point line. Passes it across for Dutton. He's going to take a long three. And this one is rattling out. The rebound for Hoskins is no good. And that'll do it for the first quarter. Oxford leads Sydney 8-7. We'll be back with the second quarter coming right up here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the second quarter here on CDO. Oxford boys with an 8-7 lead over Sydney. Oxford the 12 seed, Sydney the 5 here in the Class C first round of the boys sectional bracket. And Oxford with the ball, and they'll pass one back here for Kevin Davis. What a matchup. Davis closely guarded in the man-to-man by Alex Hoskins. Davis takes him right to the rim and puts it up off the glass and in. And Davis has 8 of Oxford's 10, and the Blackhawks lead 10-7 with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney bringing the ball up the floor here with Stephen Smith to the right side. Smith, a bounce pass for Kyle Smith. Pulls up, jumper, 10-footer, no good. Rebound here for Oxford. Guess who? Kevin Davis. And Davis will sprint it up the floor to the right side, but stolen by Dawson Backus. 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Backus has his pocket picked there by Nick Neer of Oxford. Great job hustling back, and now the ball safely back into the hands of Kevin Davis. So a little flurry there is settled right back down by Davis and Oxford. Here's Davis to the left side. Dribble drive, a kick out here for Trenton Lyons, and he will travel to turn it back over. Again, in case you're just tuning in, the Franklin boys win a thriller, 46-43 over GMU in the 7-10 game in the Class D bracket. So that one was just up the road, started at 6 o'clock. So just wanted to keep you updated on that one in case you're driving around listening and hoping to catch some of the scores for Class C and Class D. The boys' games are tonight. The girls are tomorrow. We'll have Bainbridge-Guilford hosting Unitigo in the 5-12 matchup. So make sure you stay tuned for that tomorrow night at 7 p.m. 6:45 to go here in the second quarter. Ethan Finch has also checked into the game now for Sydney. Finch, a pull-up jumper, left baseline, no good, rattled out. Guess who? Kevin Davis, another rebound. Brings it up the floor for Oxford in transition. Davis stops, thought about popping, but instead passes off for Jason Davis, younger brother. Now for Trenton Lyons, outside the three-point line, and into the corner now for Davis. Step back three, off the front rim, no good, and Finch skies for the rebound. Here's Sidney looking to push it. Ahead for Steven Smith, through his hands, and out of play, and back to Oxford it goes. 6:18 to go in the second quarter, and it's 10-7. Oxford on top of Sidney. Good boys matchup here tonight. You knew coming in this game, certainly not really a 5-12 matchup, just two teams that were, you know, very tight in the regular season. And I think this time of year, yes, the seeds mean something, but sometimes you can throw them out the window too if you play a team from your league and you know them so well. Here is Davis, a pull-up jumper from the foul line. Just rattled out. Hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. Blackhawks the rebound. They go up, can't get it to go. Another rebound for Oxford with Jason Davis. Kicks it out. Trenton Lyons, the straightaway shot, no good. And this time, Sidney comes away with it. But three straight chances there for Oxford on that possession before finally Sidney was able to get a rebound. And here is Kyle Smith to the right side. Feeds it to the low post for Steven Smith. At the right low block, turnaround, little lean-in jumper, no good. Rebound for Oxford, and ahead they go. Here's Lyons, up and off the glass and in. Trenton Lyons, his first bucket, and Oxford has jumped out to a 12-7 lead with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. And here comes Kyle Smith up the floor to the right side, crossing the half-court timeline. Finding Ethan Finch, give and go, very nicely done. Down low, up and in for Kyle Smith, count it, and it'll go to the line. Huge play there for Sidney as they needed a bucket, and that was a nice give and go, and Kyle Smith was able to finish it off. With 5:15 to go in the second quarter, it's 12-9 now as Smith puts that one in. Checking into the ball game here will be Reese Camadine for Oxford, and Nick Neer will go and have a quick rest. So again, 5:15 to go, second quarter. Oxford, the underdog here tonight, leading 12-9, and here's Kyle Smith trying to complete the three-point play, and he does for Sidney. Smith with 3 points, all on that possession. Back to a two-point game. Oxford 12, Sidney 10. Up the floor they come. Here is Jason Davis to the right side, picks up his dribble, but the freshman able to find a passing lane, skips it across for Lyons into the corner. Here's Camadine, little floater on the baseline, no good, rebound for Sidney. And here comes Ethan Finch. Puts on the break, sets up the offense here for the Warriors. Left side, Kyle Smith, deep three, no good. Died on the back rim, a rebound for the Oxford Blackhawks. Have to give credit here to Oxford. They are doing a whale of a job on the boards here in the first half. Right side here for the Oxford Blackhawks. Down low for Jason Davis, up and in. And it's Oxford 14 and Sidney 10 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Kyle Smith, bounce pass for Ethan Finch, right side in front of the Sidney student section. Back for Steven Smith. Now for Kyle. Outside the three-point line, finding Dawson Backus. Straightaway three. Got it. Dawson Backus from downtown makes it 14-13. Just the bucket that the Warriors needed. Oxford getting across half court to the left side. Stopping here is Lyons. And back up for Kevin Davis. And Davis takes a quick breather here with 20 on the shot clock. Barks out some signals at the top of the key. Left side for Lyons. Bounce pass into the corner for Camadine and back up for Davis. Davis with 10 on the shot clock. Again, still holding court with the ball for Lyons in the corner. Back up for Davis. Step out, NBA three, and it's short. And then bounced up to the top of the backboard and out of play. Boy, that looked good. Great rotation, good flick of the wrist. And just wouldn't go down. And so it's Oxford 14, Sidney 13, 3:40 to go, second quarter. And bringing the ball up the floor is Kyle Smith. Smith to the right side, finding Steven Smith, getting some big minutes here in the first half. Back out for Backus. Reversing around the top of the three-point arch and into the left wing corner for Hoskins. Back up Steven Smith, again for Backus, who just hit a three on the last possession for Sidney. 10 on the shot clock, we'll get it back for Kyle Smith. Smith for Backus, nice little pump fake, gets it for Finch. 5 on the shot clock now. Sidney can't wait any longer. Here's Steven Smith at the buzzer. It's off the mark and a rebound for Oxford. 3:05 to go, second quarter, and the Blackhawks still holding a 14-13 lead with 3 minutes to go before the halftime break. If you're Oxford, this is just what you wanted to do. Come in, weather the storm, and get comfortable here on the road. Never easy to do in sectionals. And here is Jason Davis, left side. Kicks it back out. Little dribble drive here for Josh Nelson. He's stripped of the ball. It's loose on the floor. Davis comes away with it. underneath, can't get the chippy layup. Jason Davis, the rebound up and in. Jason Davis getting the miss from his brother Kevin, and it gives Oxford a three-point lead, 16-13. And Oxford doing a great job on the glass here tonight at both ends of the floor. Right side for Steven Smith. Smith with options. We'll find Dawson Backus outside the three-point line, and he is fouled there by Jason Davis with 2:16 to go before our Maramito Energy Products halftime report. You want to stay tuned for that, folks. We'll get you a scoring summary, some other scores from other games around Class C and Class D boys action tonight. Damon Miracle coming in for Oxford, as well as Nick Neer. Colin Carl and Zach Green checking back in for Sydney. Steven Smith and Dawson Backus back over to the bench for head coach Mike Brzee. 2:16 to go, second quarter. It's Oxford 16, Sydney 13. Into the corner for Ethan Finch, and he is fouled by Oxford's Reese Camadine. Good job by Finch. Got the ball in the corner, and Camadine was right there, gave him a little too much body. And that will be the fifth team foul here against Oxford in the first half, only two against Sydney. Keep an eye on that. So Sydney gets the ball in again, going right to left in the home whites with the maroon trim. Right side for Zach Green. Lost momentum and has to kick it back out for Kyle Smith. Left side into the corner for Alex Hoskins. Down low for Colin Caro, making some room. He's blocked by Davis. Gets it back. Goes up again. And again, cleanly blocked. And this time Oxford comes away. Davis was blocking him twice there from behind and did a great job to get both hands up in the air and block it cleanly. 1:45 to go, second quarter. It's Oxford 16, Sydney 13. Boys, Class C, sectional first round action here. Sydney the 5 seed, Oxford the 12. Damon Miracle. Now for Reese Camadine for the Blackhawks, finding Davis in the right side corner. Breakaway three, no good. Nick Neer, a rebound, goes up and he's stripped of it. Thereby, let's see, I believe that was Kyle Smith stripping him of the ball, as there was a variety of Sydney defenders over there. Somebody got a piece of it. Ball went flying out of bounds and will stay with the Blackhawks. Nice job, because it looked like Neer was going to have an uncontested layup, but Oxford couldn't get it to go as Sydney had good defense. 1:27 to go, second quarter. 16-13 to score. The Blackhawks with a three-point lead on the road here, folks. Trying to pull the upset. Right side for Camadine. Holding on to it. Now a dribble drive as Oxford in the black with the white and red trim goes left to right. Skips it across. Now looking for Damon Miracle. Spot up jumper on the right baseline. No good. Rebound for Sydney and Kyle Smith. An outlet pass ahead for Hoskins. Hoskins down the right side into the paint. Kicks one out and a jumper is no good there for Ethan Finch. Zach Green the rebound. Lost it in the paint and Oxford will come away. And we're under a minute to go in the second quarter. And Oxford, a surprise 16-13 lead here over Sydney. And here is Davis up the floor, left side. Kevin Davis passing one off for Damon Miracle. Now for Nick Neer. He wants a three left side. It's too hard. Off the side of the rim and a rebound for Sydney with 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bringing it up the floor is Kyle Smith to the right side. And boy, this could be a big momentum turner for Sydney if they could get a bucket on this possession. Maybe tie this game up. Ethan Finch, left side, gets it back. Finch a little give and go with Kyle Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Back out for Zach Green. Green on the right side. Reversing for Kyle Smith. 10 on the shot clock. 14 on the game clock. Hoskins in the corner. They continue to work it around. Finch for three, and it was too hard. A rebound for Oxford with 5 seconds left. And Camadine back for Neer. He's going to chuck one up. A full quarter shot for Neer is too hard, and that'll do it. 16-13. Oxford on top here in the 5-12 game. Sydney the 5, Oxford the 12 in the first round of the Class C sectional tournament. Does Oxford have enough here tonight, folks, to pull off the upset? Boy, wouldn't that be huge if you're an Oxford Blackhawks fan. We're going to step away. We'll be back with the Maravito Energy Products halftime report. Again, it's Oxford 16, Sydney 13, and the boys Class C first round of sectionals. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You get up, you go out, and then you work hard in a day filled with dares and dreams and disasters. But you come home and recharge and re-enlist to do it all over again the next day. It is life, after all. The good, the bad, the thrilling. And we're here to help. Maravido. Energy for every part of life.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here live from Sydney. As it's our halftime score, Oxford leading Sydney 16-13. Of course, the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, Mirabito delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Sydney, 5 points from Trevor Dutton, 3 from Dawson Backus, 3 from Kyle Smith, and 2 from Steven Smith here in the first half. On the other side, 8 points for Kevin Davis, of course, the MAC MVP, 4 points for his younger brother Jason Davis, just a freshman, 2 for Trenton Lyons, and 2 for Josh Nelson. And, you know, this is the 5-12 game. Sydney is the 5, Oxford is the 12. We said in our pregame show we wouldn't be surprised if Oxford keeps this close, especially with a player like Kevin Davis. But Sydney does look a little sluggish at the moment. They're going to have to try to break out of that here. The gym a little bit quiet, the student section not exactly into it. And you wonder, you know, a little bit out of rhythm here because the last 2 days of school have been off for the president's break. And it's just one of those things. It's a little quiet in here. It doesn't exactly feel like the sectional atmosphere that we're normally used to. But if you're the Sydney Warriors, you have to find a way to go in at the halftime break and find a way to break out of this slump. You're only down by 3, and you have to find a way to continue your season. You want to move on to the second round. You're a 5 seed, and you want to win this last game that you'll get this season, most likely on your home floor. If you're Oxford, you're doing everything right. You're getting the ball into the hands of Kevin Davis. You weathered the first half storm. You've taken the crowd out of it, and you're hanging around, and you're doing an excellent job on the glass. I can't say that enough. Oxford is doing a great job on both ends of the floor, on the glass, and really staying out of foul trouble, boxing out and doing a lot of the fundamentals that they would need to do to beat a quality team here tonight like Sydney. So it should be a great second half. We'll take a small break and we'll be right back. There's a lot more to break down in this one between Oxford and Sydney. The boys' Class C first round sectional matchup between 5-seed Sydney and 12-seed Oxford. The Blackhawks may be smelling an upset here tonight as they lead 16-13 on the road. Here at the break, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. The Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO. Mirabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Some other games involving local teams here in Class C were postponed today in the boys' tournament. Unadilla Valley, they are a 7th seed. They were supposed to host Thomas Edison from the Elmira area tonight, but that game was postponed because Edison did not want to travel in the tough weather conditions today. That game is rescheduled for tomorrow. Same with the Green Boys contest, as they were the 3 seed, and they were taking on Groton tonight at home. That game also postponed, will be at 5:30 tomorrow. So if you're a Green fan, the boys' game will be at 5:30. The girls' game will be at 7, as the girls' game is tomorrow as well. In the Class C tournament, the 7th-seeded Green Lady Trojans are hosting 10-seed Candor. So those games will be back-to-back, and again, that was because of the icy roads and, you know, with Groton having to travel to Green, Edison having to travel to Unadilla Valley, they thought it was wise to, with such a big travel distance, make sure that everybody was safe and sound. So kudos to them. They will play those games tomorrow. But if you're looking for scores later tonight in the boys' Class C tournament bracket, there might be some games that are going out tomorrow, so you might not know those matchups until then. Again, our halftime score here, they figured that Sydney and Oxford were close enough that Oxford could make the trip, and I'm sure that the Blackhawks right now are happy they did, because they have a 16-13 lead over Sydney, the 12 seed on top of the 5 seed, during our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. We'll be right back, third quarter coming up here on WCDO.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get you set here for the start of the third quarter. The Oxford Blackhawks, the boys with a 16-13 lead over Sydney. And, you know, it's a tough atmosphere in here tonight because the crowd is kind of out of it. The student section seems a little down and out, and maybe just a little frustrated here by this first half where the Sydney boys are trailing by 3. But I think you have to look at the positive side of things here is maybe you didn't shoot that well in the first half, but you're only down by 3. This is a very winnable game. So this is something that the crowd really needs to get into it here and help out their Sydney boys. And I think one thing that the boys could do, if you're a Warriors fan, is get off to a good start here in the third quarter, get a couple of steals, get some defense. And, you know, that would really get the crowd back into it. As they take the floor, the crowd does get to their feet here a little bit. and try to pump up their Sydney Warriors. Sydney is in the home white uniforms, the maroon trim. Oxford is in the black uniforms with the white and the red trim. Sydney now going left to right on your radio dial to start off this third quarter. Hoskins with the ball outside the three-point line, finding Kyle Smith, straightaway three, no good. Hoskins, a rebound, goes back up to the hoop, banks it in. Alex Hoskins, his first points of the night, and it's 16-15 now. Back to a one-point game, Oxford ahead with 7.5 to go, third quarter. Right side here for Davis, lost the handle. Sydney with a double team on Davis now. He keeps it high, passes off for Lyon, up and underneath and good. Trenton Lyons with a reverse layup, and he made it look easy, weaving his way through traffic, and it's 18-15, Oxford on top of Sydney. Here's Kyle Smith, a little 360 spin, finding Zach Green. Green across for Dutton, who's got 5 points. Dutton now back for Smith. Back out for Dutton, but he had a hand right in his face. Tries to pass down low, and the laser beam pass for Colin Carl through his hands and out of bounds. So you look, you have Zach Green, no points. Finch, no points. Carl with no points. This is something that Sydney's got to fix if they want to pull away with a victory in this game. 6:55 to go, third quarter. It's Oxford 18, Sydney 15. And here is Davis at the three-point line to the right side as Oxford goes right to left. Davis picks it up and finds his younger brother, Jason Davis, for three, left side, off the back iron, no good, and a rebound here for Sydney and Colin Carl, and an outlet pass ahead they come. Here is Dutton, behind the back dribble. Dutton pulls up, and the shot is off the mark, no good. Looked like maybe he would have been fouled on the play, but no call from the Zebra crew, and the ball safely back into the hands of Kevin Davis as he'll walk it up the floor. Davis to the right side, passing off for Jason Davis, and now for Trenton Lyons. Left side here for Nick Neer. He wants a three. That one is no good. Off the back rim and a rebound for Dutton. And Dutton will walk it up the floor. And now across half court, safely into the hands of Kyle Smith. With 6 minutes to go, third quarter, it's 18-15. Left side for Hoskins on the baseline. Reverse layup up and in. Alex Hoskins trying to come alive for Sydney. Back to a one-point game, 18-17. Sydney coming with the 2-2-1 press, but not a lot of pressure from it, as Oxford easily breaking it. Now a double team at half court. The ball is kicked here by Josh Nelson, and that will be a turnover, and it's going to go back, as it was last touched by Oxford, we'll go back to Sydney. 5:43 to go, third quarter, 18-17 the score, and Hoskins inbounds the ball, and up the floor it comes here with Kyle Smith, and we would expect to see the ball in the hands of Smith for a lot of the second half. And now a foul on Oxford as Smith hands one off for Dutton, and he is checked from behind there by Josh Nelson. And so Sydney gets the ball back. That's the first foul of the second half. The ball into the hands again of Kyle Smith. Now for Zach Green, left side outside the three-point line. Sydney going left to right. Smith, dribble drive, hands it off for Colin Carl, swatted out of there by Davis. And now underneath the hoop, bodies went slamming together there. Colin Carl got mixed up with Nick Neer, and those guys down on the floor at the moment. 5:20 to go in the third. We'll take a little quick injury timeout here. It's Oxford 18 and Sydney 17. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:20 to go in the third quarter. 18-17 is the score. The Oxford boys on top of Sydney. And both Colin Carl and Nick Neer up off the floor after that little collision after they went for the rebound. Both guys were down for about a minute. I believe just had the wind knocked out of them there a little bit. And both guys are back up, went over to the bench, and they're receiving some further treatment. But I believe that they'll both be back into this contest. So 5:10 to go in the third quarter, and the ball is loose at midcourt. Both teams again wrestling and scrambling. A huge pile up for it, and Sydney comes away with it. Zach Green rolled it out of the pile and got it to Alex Hoskins. So Sydney trailing by one, and this looks like it could be a heck of a second half here, a close contest between the Warriors and the Blackhawks. And now let's see, there's going to be a call down low, and this is going to be on Zach Green for setting an illegal screen, so the ball is going to come back to Oxford. With 4:50 to go in the third quarter, Sydney is going to take a timeout to talk things over. Again, Oxford 18, Sydney 17. 4:50 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. 4:51 to go in the third quarter, 18-17 the score. Oxford boys on top of Sydney here. Sydney the 5 seed, Oxford the 12 seed in the boys Section 4 Class C tournament. Oxford with the 1-point lead, and they are hanging around here on the road. The more time they kill off and keep this a close game, tougher it's going to be down the stretch for Sydney as it gets harder and harder to put a team away. Oxford with the ball into the corner. It's kicked out by Alex Hoskins. Will remain with the Blackhawks as Oxford goes right to left here on your radio dial. They have the ball, an 18-17 lead with 4:37 to go third quarter, and they have it in their own offensive end of the floor, and they get it into Rhys Camadine and then safely back into the hands here of Kevin Davis. Davis to the left side, he's got 8 points. That's a team high for Oxford, but has not scored yet in the second half. Shot clock is down to 5 seconds here for Oxford. They get it to the high post, back out for Davis. He's going to have to chuck one up, gets in the paint, throws it up. It's short, and a rebound for Sydney. They'll look to run and gun down the floor, but intercepted right back by the Blackhawks, and here comes Kevin Davis. So silky smooth to the right side, looking to start the offense. To the left side here for Trenton Lyons. He gets into the paint, up off the glass, and good. Trenton Lyons with 6 points. He's doing his best to keep Oxford in it as they lead 20-17. Good to see Nick Neer is going to check back in after getting knocked down on that play a couple of minutes ago. Colin Carl, we are still awaiting his return as well. 3:42 to go in the third. Ball tipped out of bounds by Oxford. It's going to stay with Sydney, and they'll get a fresh shot clock here. Thoughts by Tim Davis here for his team as he brings a couple of guys over to the bench just to give them a quick word about the defense he wants them to run. Sends them back out onto the floor here with 3:40 to go in the third. And now the referees having a little conference here. I don't think they knew exactly who the ball went out off of. So 3:41 to go in the third quarter. And they're going to run the shot clock down a little bit here too, I believe. Shot clock shouldn't have reset, so they're going to put it at 20, and that's what Sydney will have to work with going left to right. They'll bring it up the floor with Kyle Smith. Again, Sydney trailing 20-17 here in the first round of the Class C sectional tournament. Steven Smith, the sophomore, back into the contest. Left side for Trevor Dutton. Shot clock is down to 5. Let's see if Sydney is aware. They get it to Zach Green. Dribble drive down low for Steven Smith through his hands and out of bounds with 3:23 to go in the third, and Sydney certainly frustrated at the moment. They came out and scored 4 quick points, but since then have gone cold here in the third quarter. 3:20 to go in this third frame, and it's Oxford 20, Sydney 17. Kevin Davis passing to the far side for Josh Nelson as they bring it up the floor right to left. Nelson into the paint, and his shot is partially blocked, and we'll have a whistle. 3:09 to go in the third. This is actually going to send Kevin Davis to the line, as they are going to say that at the last second, Nelson was handing one off there to Davis, and I guess they got him in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line. Fortunate break here for Oxford. Davis, first one up and good. You can't give a guy like this a chance at the line. He's got 9 points, and Oxford leads 21-17. Zach Green is going to come out for Sydney, and Ethan Finch will step in. Second one coming here for Kevin Davis, the senior, 6'4" swingman for the Blackhawks. Second one is good. Nothing but net. And Oxford leads 22-17. And Kyle Smith will bring it up the floor. Crosses the timeline, and to the left side he goes. Now for Ethan Finch, for Stephen Smith. 25 on the shot clock. Smith looking for options, finding Finch. Sydney needs a spark, and they need it fast. Finch up off the glass. Maybe this is it, but it's too hard. No good. Ripped down a rebound for Stephen Smith, and he's fouled. With 2:48 to go here in the third quarter. It's Oxford 22, Sydney 17. Oxford just doing a nice job of kind of clogging up passing lanes and making the things that Sydney likes to do very difficult on them here tonight. 2:48 to go in the third, and Sydney gets it in with Ethan Finch to the right side. Handing one off for Kyle Smith. Sets up the offense. Right side, Oxford still in the man-to-man defense. Dutton finding Stephen Smith. Again to the right side for Kyle Smith. Outside the three-point line, back for Finch. Gets into the paint. Good pass down low for Hoskins. Up and in. Excellent ball movement. And Hoskins finishes. And he's got 6 points all in the second half. We're right back to a three-point game. It's Oxford 22 and Sydney 19. Press coming from Sydney, but Oxford beats it, gets to half court, but then a steal by Ethan Finch. Good hands there, and number 23 rips it up the floor here for Sydney. Left side for Hoskins. Sydney looking for another solid possession. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Oxford 22, Sydney 19. Finch to the right side. Now for Hoskins again, down low in the paint. And his jumper is off the mark, no good, and Davis is right there to Windex the glass and rip it down. And here's Kevin Davis trying to go coast to coast again. He gets hit in the shoulder, and a whistle, and a foul will be on Sydney. And that will be on Hoskins. Davis is so tough because he's so long. He's quick. He's got a good first step. So sometimes when he throws that stutter step in there and you think, you know, he might drive to the basket, then he can do the step-back jumper. It's very difficult. A lot of weapons for him in his arsenal. Davis passes down low for Trenton Lyons, and it's partially blocked there by Finch, and the Warriors come away. Here is Smith up the floor, left side. Passing off for Stephen Smith, up off the glass, no good. Just left it a little short, and Oxford with a rebound. Kyle found Stephen, but he couldn't finish. And now Davis back up the floor. And here is Kevin Davis to the right side trying to help Oxford pull off this upset. A minute 20 to go in the third quarter. It's Oxford 22, Sydney 19. Davis to the right side, outside the three-point line. Steps in, thought about a jumper, instead will reverse the ball. Now he gets it back, down low in the paint. Tries a baby hook, and he's fouled. Just as he was about to go for that little Kareem-looking hook, it was knocked away, and he was fouled. 1:08 to go in the third. And this is going to be a foul on Ethan Finch. So this will be the third team foul against, no, the fourth, excuse me, on Sydney in the second half. That's two on Oxford. So Sydney's going to have to be careful. First one on Ethan Finch. Oxford will get the ball underneath the basket, and they'll work it inbounds into the right side here for Jason Davis. Davis with the ball, looking for Kevin Davis. Instead, we'll go to Trenton Lyons, and now back into the safe hands here of Kevin Davis, who has had the ball a majority of the time tonight for Oxford. Back for Lyons. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. 15 on the shot clock here, and Oxford is trying to take up some time. Right side there for Jason Davis. He threw up a three. It was no good. Tipped out of bounds, but will stay with Oxford as Colin Carl could not hold on to it. So 9 seconds left on the shot clock. 42 seconds left in the quarter. Oxford gets it in. Straight away three there for Davis is no good. And a rebound loose on the floor, and Finch comes up with it here for Sydney. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. The shot clock and game clock are pretty much identical at the moment. Here is Hoskins. Dribble drive. Back out for Kyle Smith. Steps in. Foul line jumper. No good. Rebound for Colin Carl. And he kicks it back out. 20 seconds left. They go across for Finch. Up and in. Finch was cutting back door and they found him and he buried it. It's 22-21. With 10 seconds to go in the quarter, Oxford is ahead. Nick Neer with the ball. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Back for Davis. Straight away. Three. Buried it. Kevin Davis at the buzzer. He's got 13. And after three, Oxford leads Sydney 25-21. Crunch time coming up here in the first round of the Class C sectional tournament. Again, the 12th seed leading the 5 seed, Oxford over Sydney, 25-21. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Oneonta Job Corps is happy to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. We remind parents that if your student has quit school or has graduated with no direction, we can help. Oneonta Job Corps offers a free hands-on training and education program to income-qualified young people ages 16 to 24. Students can live on campus and receive meals and basic health care. Non-resident students are also welcome. Best of all, there is open enrollment. Students are accepted any time of year. Learn more by calling 431-1445 or 431-1446. Oneonta Job Corps. Success lasts a lifetime.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Oxford ahead 25-21. Maybe a little upset alert here, folks. Don't turn that dial. We'll have the whole fourth quarter for you here on CDO. Here's Kevin Davis, straightaway three again. Didn't get enough mustard on that one, and the Warriors with a rebound. And up the floor they come to the left side for Ethan Finch. Baseline drive up and in. Ethan Finch with the finish just when they needed it. And it's 25-23 as we start the fourth quarter. Sydney down by two. Can Oxford hang on here and maybe pull off a 5-12 upset? Here is Jason Davis, a spot-up jumper. That one rattles out. And a rebound here for Sydney. Let's see if the Warriors can jumpstart the offense. And ahead now for Colin Carl. Three on two if they can hurry. Steven Smith left side in the paint. Smith, a kick out here for Hoskins. And back up to the top of the key here for Kyle Smith as we come up on 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Steven Smith, the lanky sophomore in the game now for Ethan Finch. 10 on the shot clock. They find Hoskins, who's got 8 points all here in the second half. Left side now for Colin Carl. He kicks it back out for Finch. 5 on the shot clock. Good defense here by Oxford, and they get bailed out, Sydney does, on a foul. That's a foul on Trenton Lyons. There was 2 seconds left on the shot clock, and Finch was driving through the lane, and they caught him with a little tap on the wrist. So 6:48 to go in the fourth. It's a two-point ball game. Oxford 25 and Sydney 23. Sydney looking for some energy here to start this fourth quarter. Finch, left side for Kyle Smith, spots up three. It's short. Steven Smith, the rebound. He puts it up. That's too hard. Colin Carl rips it down. He puts it up, and he's fouled. Can't get it to go. 6:36 to go in the fourth, and it's 25-23. And heading to the line now is Colin Carl. So here is Carl at the line, and these are big for Sydney. This one off the front of the rim, no good for the Warriors. Colin Carl with no points so far here tonight. This is a guy that is routinely right around 8, 10, 12 points a game for Sydney. Second one coming, and no good, and a rebound for Kevin Davis. Got to keep him off the glass. Ahead, a cherry-picking layup is in, and good for Trenton Lyons. Cherry-picking makes it sound bad, but that was just a smart play there by Oxford. Nobody was back for Sydney, and Trenton Lyons had the breakaway and was able to finish. And Oxford leads 27-23. That was a heads-up play there for the Blackhawks off the miss on the free throw. Here is Steven Smith finding Kyle Smith, and he's tripped up on the floor, and we'll have a whistle. With 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 27-23, Oxford on top of Sydney. That's going to be the fifth team foul against Oxford. There's 4 against Sydney. So we'll keep track of that going down the stretch because this looks like it could be a free throw type of game. Sydney gets it in. Ethan Finch back into the hands of Kyle Smith. He's got 3 points here tonight. Can Smith be a leader and take over this contest here for the Warriors as he has done many times this year? Here's Finch from 20 feet. Bang, he got it. And Ethan Finch with 6 points again all here in the second half. It's 27-25. Finch has been a nice spark off the bench. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. Down low into the paint. Oxford now works it back outside. They are in the black with the white and red trim uniforms as they go right to left at the foul line. A pull-up jumper is good for Josh Nelson. And just when you think Sydney's back into it, Oxford finds a way to make a bucket. It's 29-25. 5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Left side for Ethan Finch in the corner for a three. It's too hard. Rebound comes down for Oxford, and a kick out here for Kevin Davis. Davis down the left side, taking it to the 10, and he's blocked there by Hoskins. Boy, that was just athlete on athlete, and a great job by Hoskins to read his eyes and just get the clean block away. Hoskins down the left side, and he avoids some traffic and gets it into the hands of Stephen Smith, and Smith now is fouled with 5 minutes exactly to go here in the fourth quarter. Oxford, the 12 seed, leading Sydney 29-25. Sydney, the 5 seed, here in the boys' Class C opening round of sectionals. You know there's always going to be an upset somewhere in the sectional tournament. Could this be it here tonight? Here's Finch going left to right as Sydney is in the white with the maroon trim. Finch into the corner for Stephen Smith. Pump fakes, lost the handle, got it back though, and they work it to the left side. Back for Smith at the high post. Kick out for Finch. Three from the right side. Got it. And he is unconscious right now. Finch has got 9 points. Cuts it back to a one-point game. It's 29-28 with 4:35 to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Kevin Davis over the timeline for Oxford. Bounce pass for Nick Neer. He works one into the corner here for Jason Davis, the 6'2" freshman and younger brother of Kevin. Back up top for Trenton Lyons with 15 on the shot clock. Gets it into the hands here of Kevin Davis. Davis barking out some signals. He's double-teamed at the top of the key, and he's stripped. Here comes Finch down the left side. Finch goes up, can't get it to go. Davis came back, slapped the backboard, and the shot came out. Sydney coaching staff saying that he shouldn't have been able to do that. I don't think they're going to get any help here, though. 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Finch will miss the layup, and so the ball rolls out of bounds, but we'll stay with Sydney, and the Warriors take a timeout. 4:07 to go, fourth quarter. It's 29-28. Oxford on top of Sydney here on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4:07 left, and Oxford leads Sydney 29-28 here on CDO. And Sydney will get the ball in here out of the timeout. And pretty much the whole timeout, some of the Sydney coaching staff was saying, why was that not some sort of a call when Kevin Davis slapped the backboard on that breakaway layup opportunity for the Warriors? Either way, we're back underway. And Alex Hoskins with the ball, finding Kyle Smith, wide open three, right side, no good. Rebound, Stephen Smith. Sydney still alive. Smith goes up and he's fouled. And boy, this is great here for Sydney. They're going to go to the line with 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. And Stephen Smith to the line here for the Warriors. And the sophomore looking for his first points here tonight. No, actually he has two. He got two way back in the first quarter. But these would be some big ones, and his first foul shot is no good. Smith still looking to tie this ball game up with 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. It's 29-28. Second one coming, and this one is good for Stephen Smith. So Sydney has tied this game up 29-29, 3:45 to go, fourth quarter. Nick Neer with the ball now for Oxford. 2-2-1 press still for Sydney. Oxford is prepared for it, and they come back up the floor. And now a steal by Ethan Finch, but he got tied up with Kevin Davis. Who are they going to call this one on? It will be on Davis. Davis was trying to hustle to get to a pass in time. Collided with Finch. And this is going to send Finch to the line. This is the eighth foul as a team against Oxford. So 3.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and Sydney looking for a lead here with Finch at the line. First one is up and good for Finch. And he has really come alive. First player into double figures for Sydney. He has 10. Second one coming here for Ethan Finch. And this could be a big one. It would give Sydney a 2-point lead. And that one is good. Nothing but net there for Finch. He's got 11. Sydney leads 31-29. 3.5 to go. Here's Davis down the left side, and he's fouled by Hoskins. Smart move there by Kevin Davis. He just went sprinting like a deer down the sideline, knowing that he was going to get bumped and the officials were going to have to call it pretty much. So that's the fifth team foul against Sydney. Again, there's eight against Oxford. So the Blackhawks get the ball in, again going right to left. Here is Trenton Lyons finding Davis, the senior, trying to extend his career and maybe pull off the upset here tonight against Sydney. They trail by two with 3:15 to go, fourth quarter. Kick out for the Blackhawks. Now they go down low. Kevin Davis tied up. He was double-teamed by Steven Smith and Colin Carl, and we'll have a whistle from the Zebra crew. And this is going to be a foul against Steven Smith of Sydney. So that is the sixth team foul against the Warriors. And Nick Neer will inbound and get it into Davis. Right side goes back to Neer. Kick out for Lyons. Top of the key. Steps in for a three. Off the back rim. No good. Rebound for Sydney. And Steven Smith, an outlet pass here for Kyle Smith. Up the left side of the floor he comes. Now for Hoskins. Baseline drive. Dumps one off here for Steven Smith. Turn around in the lane. His jumper no good. A rebound for Jason Davis of Oxford. 2:50 to go here, folks. And Sydney leads by 2, 31-29 in the 5 versus 12 matchup. Oxford trying to pull an upset. Here is Kevin Davis into the corner for Jason Davis. Right side on the baseline. Still in the corner. Back for Kevin Davis for three. Downtown, he buried it. He's got 16, and Oxford takes a timeout, and they lead 32-31. Huge three-pointer for Kevin Davis, giving the Blackhawks a one-point lead. And we'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
What a ball game we have on our hands here, folks. The score with 2:34 left in the fourth quarter is Oxford 32, Sydney 31. Lots of other games going on tonight around Class C and Class D. We'll catch you up on all of those in our post-game show. One that just came in from Class D, the Jefferson boys defeating Southern Cayuga 74-60 in the 8 versus 9 matchup in Class D. We'll have all those and more coming up during our post-game show. But right now, we got a ball game on our hands with 2:25 left. Sydney with the ball going left to right. Here's Hoskins leaving one off for Ethan Finch. Finch now for Kyle Smith. Smith with the ball. 15 on the shot clock. This is a big possession for the Warriors. Steven Smith, great baseline drive. He can't finish. Colin Carl, a rebound, up and in. Colin Carl, what a time to get your first bucket of the night. It's 33-32. Sydney with a one-point lead with 2 minutes left in the fourth. Here is Nick Neer over the timeline, getting it back into the hands of Kevin Davis. Davis to the left side. He's got 16. Pulls up. Jumper. No good. Off the back rim. Rebound for the Warriors. And off they go. Down the floor for Ethan Finch. And he tried to do an acrobatic little layup there, and it wouldn't go. I think he should have pulled it out. Oxford will come away and bring it up the floor with a minute 40 left in the fourth quarter. Now to the right side as Oxford goes left to right. Here's Davis outside the three-point line. He's pretty much got Kyle Smith and Ethan Finch all over him. Neer tries to set a pick. Davis gets it. He's going to take it all the way to the bucket himself. He gets tied up, and he's fouled. He pretty much had four Sydney Warriors around him. Sydney was looking for the steal. They couldn't get it. And Davis is going to go to the line here. Is this going to be the seventh foul on Sydney? And he's going to shoot 1-1, and Mike Brzee not pleased with that call. And so this is going to put the league MVP at the line here for Oxford, and he misses the first one. He's almost automatic from the line, and a rebound for Sydney. Oh, my goodness. Sydney with the ball going left to right, and ahead now for Stephen Smith for Colin Carl off the glass and in. And Colin Carl finishes, and it's 35-32 with a minute 10 left. And now Oxford, who has led most of this game, will throw it away, and Finch with a steal, and he's fouled. Oxford has been hanging around, and they've had a lead for most of this contest. And now they throw it away, and Ethan Finch is going to go to the line with Sydney leading 35-32. And Finch to the line here for the Warriors, and these are going to be absolutely crucial. Finch misses the first one, rebound for Kevin Davis. And so Oxford has life, and he's stripped and he's fouled. Davis splitting a double team, and again, Mike Brzee wants to come unglued. He is not happy. And Davis is going to go to the line here with 1:01 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Sydney 35 and Oxford 32. And Davis back to the line where he just missed the front end. And we have seen Davis shoot free throws all year long, and he has been nothing but clutch. He missed that one. He'll have another opportunity here. Sydney takes a timeout with 1 minute to go, fourth quarter, and they lead 35-32 over Oxford. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter, live from Sydney Central School. It is the Sydney boys with a 35-32 lead over Oxford in the first round of the Class C sectional tournament. Sydney the 5 seed, Oxford the 12. And Oxford is led for a majority of this game. And it has just started to fall apart a little bit for them here in the fourth quarter. But at the line will be their leader, Kevin Davis, the 6'4" senior. He's got 16 points. And boy, if he can make both of these here, it's back to a one-point game, and anything is possible. 1 minute, a lot can happen in a minute's time span here in a basketball game. So Davis to the line, shooting the 1-1. Boxing out will be key here. Davis to the line, can't get it to go, and a rebound for Sydney. Unbelievable. And the Warriors bring it up the floor. Here is Kyle Smith to the left side here for Ethan Finch. And now Hoskins to the left side, and he's fouled by Davis. And this is going to send Hoskins to the line. He's going to shoot two. This is going to be the 10th foul against Oxford. 50 seconds to go, and boy, what a turn of events here for Sydney. They've just gotten the shooting going. You got to give credit to Ethan Finch and Alex Hoskins here in the second half, especially Finch, who's got 11 points and has just hit some shots that really carried Sydney back into this game when they could not really get out of that hole where it was 3 or 4 points. And they're going to say this is the 5th foul on Kevin Davis, and he is going to be done for the evening and maybe done for his career. He is a senior, and he is going to have to be on the bench for the rest of this one with 50 seconds left. 35-32 the score. And this sends Alex Hoskins to the line here for Sydney. And Hoskins could maybe, we said it all weekend long, put the icing on the cake here for Sydney. Again, 50 seconds, a lot can happen. But with Oxford's leading player on the bench, that's a tough one. So Hoskins to the line, makes the first one for Sydney. He's got 7. Sydney leading 36-32. Winner of this game, as Hoskins puts the second one in. He's got 8. The winner of this game will get the winner of Trumansburg and Spencer Van Etten. 50 seconds left to decide who will be the winner. Sydney 37, Oxford 32. Sydney takes a timeout. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Superior also offers on-demand portable Generac generators and generator service. Call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Don't forget our post-game show coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll give out our three awards. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and NBT Mang Insurance for offense, defense, and all purpose. Let's set the scene. The Sydney boys leading at 37-32 here on their home floor. Sydney the 5 seed, Oxford the 12, and Oxford has given them everything they can handle here tonight. But leading scorer, Kevin Davis, with 16 points, has fouled out for Oxford, so they're going to have to do it without him if they can come back. Down 5 with 50 seconds left. Oxford gets the ball in, and the pass there coming into Josh Nelson just hit off his leg and rolled back out of play. So Sydney is going to get another chance here as the ball rolls out of bounds, and Oxford's going to take a timeout. Luck just not with the Blackhawks at the moment, as Sydney will have a couple of seconds here to talk things over. Oxford as well. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
49.2 seconds to go. It's 37-32, both teams in their final timeouts here. Of course, on our postgame show, we will also update you on all the other scores we have tonight. One that I just want to pass along is that the Edmiston boys have defeated Morris 52-43. Austin Axtell with 25 points for the Panthers. That's a 12 beating a 5. Over in Class D. So that is a huge upset tonight for the Panthers defeating the Morris Mustangs. They played in the regular season many times, and Edmiston is just on a hot streak right now. So Sydney's going to get the ball in. They go up and score with Ethan Finch. He's got 13, and now they lead 39-32. And Oxford might be done for the evening here. They try to get to the basket quickly with Jason Davis, and he is fouled and will go to the line with 34 seconds left. So again, his older brother, Kevin Davis, on the bench. He's got 16, but he is fouled out for the night. So that is a tough break there down the stretch here for Oxford. First one for Jason Davis is up and good. You know, I'm sure a lot of coaches are saying, oh, thank goodness, Kevin Davis, you know, is graduating. He's been the MAC MVP the last 2 years. The next version might be Jason Davis, just a freshman, 6'2". Been starting majority of the year here for Oxford, and he might be the future. We'll see. Second one is no good for Jason Davis, and now Oxford will foul with 30 seconds left here, and Sydney ahead by 6, 39-33. So the Warriors with a sluggish start here tonight. They trailed 16-13 at the half. You had to wonder how they would bounce back from losing the MAC championship up at Hartwick on Saturday, but they have done just enough here in the second half to get back into this ball game and take a slim lead. Kyle Smith to the line, and his first shot is no good, so the second one coming here for Smith. Trying to give a little extra cushion here for the Sydney Warriors. And Sydney cannot make that one either, and so here comes Oxford up the floor. The ball comes loose at half court, though, and Hoskins will scoop it up, 20 seconds left. And over to the right side for Zach Green. Green with the ball, and he gets wrapped up and he's fouled with 17.9 to go. And Sydney is going to come away with a victory here tonight as they lead by 6, and Zach Green looking to add to it here for the Warriors. So the Warriors, again, will get the winner of number 4, Trumansburg, and number 13, Spencer Van Etten. And the first one, I should say, is up and good here for Zach Green. We do know Trumansburg is a long trip here from the central part of Section 4 where Sydney is located, and if they do have to go there, that will certainly be a tough one against a very good IAC team in Trumansburg. Second one is good for Zach Green. It's 41-33, 15 seconds left. Oxford hustling down the floor here. The Blackhawks almost pulled off the upset here tonight, but could not come away with it as they will work it around one last time. Sydney's going to get one more steal. Hoskins up the floor, but that's going to do it. Sydney hangs on for a 41-33 win here tonight. The 5 seed escaping against the 12 seed Oxford. A good ball game here tonight. An excellent effort by the Oxford Blackhawks, but Sydney finding just enough energy in the tank to squeak by Oxford. Again, 41-33, our final post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Again, our final here one last time. The Sydney boys hanging on to defeat Oxford 41-33. Sydney the 5 seed, Oxford the 12. Oxford was ahead by 3 at the halftime break. And Sydney doing just enough to come back and get the victory here tonight. Got to give them credit. Ethan Finch came off the bench, was a big spark. Alex Hoskins as well. And you know, Sydney kept their composure. Even though they were down in the contest, I thought they did a nice job of weathering the storm. They never really looked panicked, but certainly they were in a tough spot a couple of times and just fought through and did a very nice job. Let's do our scoring summary. First tonight here for Oxford, a game-high 16 points for Kevin Davis, 8 for Trenton Lyons, 5 for Jason Davis, 4 for Josh Nelson, and that is the scoring summary tonight for Oxford. On the other side for Sydney, balanced scoring as usual, 13 from Ethan Finch, 8 from Alex Hoskins, 5 from Trevor Dutton, 3 from Stephen Smith, 3 from Kyle Smith, and 2 from Zach Green. Let's get into our 3 awards here tonight. As the paparazzi has just surrounded me here on CDO, we got photographers, we got loving fans wanting to come up and get my autograph. I guess I can't even finish a broadcast these days without people just coming up and bothering me. But no, the real reason is it's sectional time. Everybody is wanting to come over here and get scores, I'm sure, and throughout the Class C and Class D tournaments. So we'll catch you up on that in just a second here, folks. But let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank. Putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Let's give that tonight to Kevin Davis, 16 points from Oxford. Did an excellent job and almost led his team to the victory here tonight. Really had them up by 3 at half and buried a 3 late in the third quarter that I thought perhaps was going to give Oxford the lead for good. But give credit to Sydney for coming back and weathering the storm here tonight. Next, the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance Our families live, work, and play with your families at NBT Mang Insurance. We insure your life. I want to give that one to Alex Hoskins here tonight. Finishes with 8 points for Sydney, but also did a marvelous job going one-on-one all night long with Kevin Davis, who is, of course, the MAC League MVP. Very talented player, so we'll give that tonight to Alex Hoskins, who had a great second half as well for Sydney. And finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season, reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. I think no question here tonight that Ethan Finch deserves that award here for Sydney. Had 13 points, a lot of them in the second half, and really hit some jumpers down the stretch, which got Sydney back in this game when things were looking pretty bleak. So Ethan Finch gets our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award here tonight. Let's get you some scores from around the Class D boys bracket here tonight. The biggest one on the night is the Edmiston boys upsetting Morris 52-43. That's a 12 taking down a 5. And Austin Axtell with 25 points tonight for Edmiston. So the Edmiston boys getting a great victory on the road tonight at Morris. Some other scores to pass along. Of course, the one we talked about earlier was the Franklin boys defeating Gilbertsville-Mount Upton 46-43. Coming back in that one, that was back and forth the whole way. The Jefferson boys, the 8 seed defeating Southern Cayuga, the 9 seed 74-60. That sets up a matchup between 8 seed Jefferson and 1 seed South Courtright. So that should be a great game in the D bracket there. And the Stamford boys, the 3 seed, hanging on 41-37 against Davenport. That was a 3 versus a 14. Davenport was in it the whole way, but Stamford holding on in that one there tonight. The other score I wanted to talk about was Lawrence and Wyndham. I know Lawrence was up pretty big at the halftime break. Haven't gotten the final score there, but we will post that on Twitter as soon as we have it. So a lot of great scores. And, of course, the Green boys, the Unadilla Valley boys, the Deposit boys, all those games were postponed here tonight, so they will be tomorrow. So your brackets might be a little incomplete until tomorrow on the boys' side, but the weather and Mother Nature kind of wreaking some havoc on some of these first-round games. So, again, our Sydney boys score here tonight. The Warriors defeating Oxford 41-33. They will advance to the second round of the Class C sectional tournament. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you tomorrow night down at Bainbridge-Guilford, as we'll have the BG girls taking on Unitigo in the 5-12 game in the Class C sectional bracket. Again, thank you to Jim back in the studio. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.